This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 18, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the future of Danvers' last surviving train station is in doubt after fire damaged the historic structure early Monday morning. The wooden station, located on the property of Townsend Energy, alongside what used to be railroad tracks, caught fire when an oil truck that was parked 2 feet away went up in flames at about 1 a.m., according to the Danvers Fire Department. Danvers Fire Captain Glenn Cooney said firefighters made an amazing stop to keep that whole building from burning to the ground. Cooney said the oil truck was fully involved when firefighters arrived on the scene at 27 Cherry Street in the downtown area. The train station, which was built around 1868 and is known as the Plains Station, is located on the back of Townsend Energy's property and had 5 oil trucks parked close by, which Cooney said was standard practice. The truck that was on fire was right next to the train station, and its storage tank was full with 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel, according to Cooney. He said firefighters contained the fire to the cab of the truck, preventing it from extending to the storage tank and reaching the diesel fuel. Fire crews from Peabody, Beverly, Salem, and Middleton also responded. Much more on this story written by Paul Layton, in today's Salem News. The cities of Lynn and Revere are reacting to separate Easter Sunday shootings. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick and Lynn, a day after a double shooting in Central Square claimed one man's life and left another man recovering in the hospital, residents gathered for a community vigil. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, "This is our city. We stand here tonight to stand with those who have been impacted by the violence, and we stand here tonight to gather to say we're against any violence as we move forward," said Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat of Lynn. "This is a great city. We love this city, and we're not going to stand by when these random acts of violence occur in our community. It does not reflect on who we are. It doesn't reflect on this city and what it is about. It doesn't reflect on the great things that are happening in the city, and it doesn't reflect on the great people that live in the city of Lynn." Police are investigating after two men were shot in front of the Lynn Arts Building on Easter Sunday. Now in Revere, following a shooting Sunday night at the parking lot of the Showcase Cinema, where the 30th annual Fiesta Show's Revere Carnival was being held, Mayor Brian Arrigo is questioning whether it's a good idea to bring the festival back. Quote, "The investigation into this is ongoing," Arrigo said in a statement. "We are currently evaluating the situation and will determine whether the event, like the carnival, can take place moving forward." Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, "As always, the safety of our residents is my first priority." The mayor went on to say, "Thank you for the first responders from Revere and surrounding communities who rushed to the scene, and thank you to the guests at the carnival and those at the movie theater for their patience and cooperation during the hectic and confusing situation." Police responded to reports of shots being fired at around 8:40 p.m. Easter Sunday night. No victims have been reported, but the vehicles were damaged, according to the police report. There is more on both of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in Salem, a housing incentive program designed to spur redevelopment of the empty district court got a green light from the city council last week, though the program is now bigger than before and still not universally supported. The council approved a housing development incentive program targeting 6 downtown properties for possible tax breaks if developers build market-rate housing there. Developers would be eligible for up to $2 million in tax breaks, but only after selling 80% of their units. The program, launched by the state in 2012, was introduced locally in part to help a condominium proposal for the district court site that has encountered higher than expected costs because of site contamination. To qualify for the program, the city must designate areas to target for housing. The designated properties include 2 chunks of land making up the Church Street parking lots, the Superior Court complex on Federal Street, now held by the Salem Redevelopment Authority, and a crescent-shaped parcel near the MBTA parking garage that is owned by the city. Tabernacle Congregational Church on Washington Street has now joined the plan at their request. Again, more on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. On AutumnLive.com, Gayla Colley writes that Swampscott will be showing off its talent next month. The fifth annual Swampscott's Got Talent Show will be Sunday, May 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Swampscott High School. Tickets are $7 at the door. The show is open to all ages and expands beyond Swampscott residents to include those who work in or for the town but who might live elsewhere. Tryouts are May 1 and 2 from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the high school. A dress rehearsal will be Friday, May 5 at 6:30 p.m. Some of the proceeds from the show, including ticket and food sales and donations from local businesses, will benefit the class of 2018 and media arts and media literacy. More on this story in today's itemlive.com by Gayla Colley and, of course, in the Daily Item. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, in Rockport, construction on a $5 million power upgrade at the commuter rail station in town has been pushed back from its original start date today, Tuesday, April 18, to May 1. The project will allow trains to plug in and, in theory, idle less at the last stop on the line from Boston. A new substation would supply sufficient power to run the locomotive's engines while maintaining their temperature and cutting air pollution. The project is entirely separate from the positive train control and Wi-Fi projects that will result in weekend service shutdowns on the Rockport line this summer. The upgrade work is being done to fulfill a federal mandate that the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority improve power systems at train layover facilities to reduce locomotive idling, which in turn should reduce fuel emission waste and soften the noise. The project is funded through federal and state bonds. More on this story today in today's Gloucester Times story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.